Dramatic new developments in London today as police continue to investigate Thursday's attempted terror attacks. Police said the man shot dead yesterday was not connected to the investigation of the bombings, neither this week's nor those earlier in the month. Police have identified the man as a Brazilian, Jean-Charles de Menezes, a 27-year-old electrician who'd been living in London for several years. NPR's Rachel Martin joined us from London, where she's been following the latest developments.
Police had said they followed the man from a house that was put under surveillance after the Thursday attacks in London. When he was challenged by police, they said he ran into the subway station and armed officers ran after him. Police said he was shot after refusing to obey their instructions. And according to eyewitnesses, police officers fired several shots into the man from close range. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police then announced that the man was directly linked to Thursday's attempted bombings in London. Now they've retracted that.
That's a dramatic turnabout, Rachel. What's been the reaction to the news?
Well, we understand that Prime Minister Tony Blair has been briefed on the situation, but there's been no official comment from Downing Street. London's Mayor Ken Livingstone called the shooting a tragedy. The reaction from civil liberties groups has been much stronger. Following the shooting, some groups claimed the police had implemented a new so-called shoot-to-kill policy to combat terrorist suspects. Now, Muslim leaders are calling for a review of police policy when it comes to putting heavily armed police officers on the street. A spokesman for the Muslim Association of Britain says it's vital that innocent people be protected from what he's called the overzealousness of anti-terror operations in London recently.
Although there have been other shootings by London police of suspects, there was something about the shooting yesterday which was particularly horrific to those who witnessed it and called sort of the end of an era. Is this going to affect the debate about arming London's officers?
It's definitely going to affect it. It's already affected it. The debate is heating up. This man was shot by plainclothes officers, reported to be from an elite anti-terrorist unit that was set up recently to deal specifically with terrorist and hostage situations. A spokesman for Liberty, which is a respected British civil rights group, says they're calling for a thorough and comprehensive investigation into the shooting. Civil rights advocates also say they want stricter standards outlining when and how officers can use their weapons.
There are over 1.5 million British Muslims. So what are the political repercussions now for the entire bombing investigation since July the 7th?
The repercussions are significant. Before Thursday's attack, London police had gone out of their way to say they would not be targeting suspects on the basis of race or religion, as some had been concerned. And they've been reaching out to Muslim communities in an effort to defuse any perceived racial or ethnic profiling. The announcement today is a significant setback in those efforts, and London authorities are going to find themselves on the defensive in days to come.
What happens now?
Well, an investigation was launched immediately after the shooting by a police review body. Now, that same investigation will take on new urgency and a new focus.
NPR's Rachel Martin speaking to us from London. Thanks very much, Rachel.
Thanks, Jackie.